We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The President of the United States has arrived in Brussels just in the last 30, 40 minutes, and conversations beginning at the NATO summit there. Harry Katsianis is the Director of Defense Studies at the Center for the National Interest and joins us this morning. Harry, I'm glad that you're able to join us as this summit kicks off. The President has been kind of trash-talking NATO for the last several hours as he prepared to arrive in Brussels. What do you think their reaction is going to be to this?
Well, you can already tell they're upset. There's been a number of tweets back and forth with different EU and NATO officials, and you know, Angela Merkel sort of hit back a little bit. But I'm not a big fan of Trump's rhetoric, but I am a fan of what he's trying to do. And it's simple. NATO does not spend enough for their own common defense. You know, they're all aligned with one mission, and I think that's broadly to deter Russia, so they don't do things like, you know, invading countries or sort of doing rogue things that Russia likes to do, but they don't spend enough. And think about it like this. The Russian economy is worth about $1.4 trillion. It's the size of Italy. They're not a superpower in that respect anymore, but they do have a large military. If you just took the combined power of Britain, France, and Germany, that's worth $8.4 trillion. So if those countries just got together and spent enough, Russia would be no problem. That situation would be largely handled and they'd be deterred. But these countries do not spend enough. Great example, I'd encourage anybody listening to Google the German Air Force. The German Air Force is falling apart. The Royal Navy, it's falling apart. It's an extremely sad situation. So you might not like the Trump rhetoric, but he does have the right idea.
And are they living up to their basic obligation? What was it, 2% of their GDP that they were supposed to be spending every year, and they have not been doing that?
No, they haven't. The vast majority of NATO countries, they are spending a little bit more since Trump came into office. I think they get the message loud and clear. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these countries are not spending commensurate with that 2% of GDP. And you know what? I'm a little bit less worried about 2%. I'm really more worried about capabilities, you know, because 2% is sort of a fuzzy number. It's important, but these countries are so rich that if they just spent a little bit more, it would be helpful. But, you know, countries have different priorities. You know, they want to spend more on social welfare programs. They want to spend more on you know, jobs programs and more things for their populations and societies. And they're not spending more on defense. And I worry because, you know, Russia is a declining country, but it still is very powerful. They still have a lot of the old weaponry of the Cold War. They've advanced their navy and a lot of parts of their army. And you can see that in what happened in Ukraine a few years ago. I just would hate to see these countries get flat-footed because you can't build capabilities overnight. You can't, you know, put out new tanks and aircraft like you did in World War II in months. It takes years. So they've got to keep this in mind.
We're talking to Harry Katsianis, the Director of Defense Studies at the Center for the National Interest. So let's talk about the president's final stop on his tour. Once he gets through this summit today, assuming that that there are no fireworks today, he'll be meeting with President Putin on Monday solo. Why do you think he is taking this meeting? Why have that one-on-one summit? From a communications standpoint, my old career, I would say that it just generates a lot of news stories that are probably counterproductive to what the president wants to do domestically. Is there something I'm missing here where he needs to have this meeting with Putin?
Well, I think he wants to show a few things. I think the first thing he wants to show is that, you know, he's not Putin's lackey. You know, a lot of people on the left and others criticize him, saying, you know, he wants to be too cozy with Russia. I think he wants to show he's his own man, that he has his own independent thought, and, you know, that he is going to be tough. But at the same time, look, let's face it. We do need to have some sort of relationship with Russia. It doesn't have to be a positive one. Doesn't mean we're going to be friends or buddies, but it does mean we've got a lot to talk about. And just all you have to do is do a spin around around the map, and you can see a lot of problems between Washington and Moscow. You know, we still have a Syrian civil war with millions of people displaced, you know, hundreds of thousands dead, if not more, and U.S. and Russian forces are literally scaring each other across the battlefields and in the air, and that could spark a crisis where, you know, a shooting match starts happening. We've still got problems in the Baltics. We still have problems over Ukraine. So these are things that we need to have, you know, rational conversations about. Doesn't mean we have to like each other. I mean, foreign policy is all about working with countries that you don't like, but I think it's an important meeting to have nonetheless.
But it doesn't sound like he's going in with the same harsh attitude towards Putin as the harsh attitude that he has towards his own allies with NATO. Objectively, wouldn't you agree with that? He's not being harsh with the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I do think some of the language is a little too rosy when it comes to Russia. I mean, if it was me, I would have a much tougher approach. But I always look at the policies that the different administrations always put out, you know, whether it was Obama or Trump or anybody else. And this administration, in terms of policy, has been pretty tough. Remember, Obama didn't arm Ukraine. Trump did. Not dramatically, but he did do that. He did up the sanctions. I don't think he was super happy about it, but he did do that. So, you know, I always like to try to look past the rhetoric, look past the tweets. I mean, you never really get to the substance of what's going on. And so far, I think the administration's done a decent job with Russia. I wish he would cut back on some of the flowery rhetoric. I think he uses that as a negotiating tactic with our own European allies. I personally wouldn't do that, but I think that's what his strategy is.
All right. Well, maybe we'll talk to you on Tuesday of next week. Let's see how this meeting goes and what the fallout, or maybe there's something positive that will come out of it. Harry Katsianis, Director of Defense Studies at the Center for the National Interest. Always appreciate it when you can be on the program. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.